the Europeans will keep possession of golf's Ryder Cup. Over the weekend, Europe defeated the United States 18.5 to 9.5 at Oakland Hills Country Club in suburban Detroit. That is a huge defeat. It's the worst defeat the U.S. has ever suffered in golf's most important team event. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Steve.
One of the British newspapers had the headline, Easy Rider, at the end of this thing.
Well, it was a complete humiliation for the United States from start to finish. Hal Sutton, the captain, took a gamble on day one, putting his two best players, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, out together for two matches. You rarely put your best two players together, and you almost never put two guys together who don't like each other. But Sutton took the gamble, thinking they could get the U.S. off to a fast start. Instead, the opposite happened. They lost two matches together. That set the tone for the entire weekend, and Europe just ran away with the event.
I'm looking at a quote from Davis Love III, another important American golfer. He says, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Davis Love are supposed to play great, and none of us did.
Davis has always been one of the most honest guys on tour. Tiger was 2-3 for the week. Davis was 1-3 for the week, and Phil was 1-3 for the week. Phil is the one who's going to take the biggest hit here, though, Steve, because he made the decision to change his equipment, his golf ball and his clubs, 2 weeks before the Ryder Cup. That's a little bit like deciding to try to pitch left-handed when you've been right-handed all your life 2 weeks before the World Series. And he did it because he got a lot of money for it, and now he's going to get a lot of criticism for it.
He just took the payoff and changed equipment, wasn't used to it? Obviously not used to it?
Clearly not used to it. No one can get used to it. At this level, when you make a change like that, it's going to take months at least for you to get used to the new equipment, even if it's great equipment. And what he should have done was told the company, Callaway, I will change and take the contract at the end of the year, not 2 weeks before the Ryder Cup. Well, Callaway wanted the splash at the Ryder Cup, and they got it, only it was a drowning sound.
My. Now, Tiger Woods had another disappointing Ryder Cup.
Tiger Woods just can't get that psyched up for the Ryder Cup. His record is now 7 wins and 11 losses in 4 Ryder Cups, and I think his attitude toward it was summed up beforehand when he asked people in a press conference, well, you all know how many majors Jack Nicklaus won, 18. What was his Ryder Cup record, i.e. the Ryder Cup's not that important, even though, by the way, Jack Nicklaus had a great Ryder Cup record. Tiger needs to look at the Ryder Cup as a fifth major championship. Until he changes his attitude, he's going to continue to play mediocre golf in this event and continue to let the U.S. down along with his teammates. This was a team effort, Steve.
And in this event, the Europeans once again are the ones with heroes, including Colin Montgomery.
Colin Montgomery's never won a major championship. 5 Americans, by the way, who played had won majors. No Europeans had won majors. But he is a brilliant Ryder Cup player. The Euros take to the team concept like a duck takes to water, whereas the Americans can't swim when it comes to this event. And Colin Montgomery has been a superb leader in 8 Ryder Cups now, and that's why Europe has won the Cup 4 of the last 5 times and walked away with it 7 of the last 10 times. We're talking dominance here at this point.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.